Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Louis Nishman Sam Yakashom Leam Basitzchok. We're only over the Zohar Daf Nuches. The Gemara with Beis brings there of Asi Asab Yochanan Yain Shemoschoi Oved Kechovi Mal, referring to a guy who diluted wine, but he used the word Moschoi. Omer Lei told him Eima Mosgoi. She used a different word. Mosgoi Loshem Mezika. That's the Loshem we have in the Gemara. Omer Lei Onik Ketichtiv. I'm basing myself on the pasuk. That says, Tovcho tivcho moscho yeino. Moscho yeino means she diluted the wine, put water into the wine, made it prepared to drink it. Meaning, there is a lashon of Torah, but the lashon of Chachamim, the lashon that you use in the Mishnah and the Gemara is different, and that's the lashon you should use when you're learning Gemara or Mishnah. So this leads us to the following. The Torah says, Yomtiv, and his psicho le Mishnayas. He says, what shat that we call every mesechta and chas, meseches. Why is it called meseches? Why is dafka that word? So he says, he brings up pshat, he says, because it's loshon moschoyeno, the pasuk we just mentioned over here. Because what does moschoyeno mean? The mixing of the water and the wine together. They diluting the wine with water. So he says, every mesechto is mixed up with many halachas, many dinim shoinim. And that's the idea that it's a mixture of many halachas. And he says, because this pasuk refers to Torah Shebaal Peh, as the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, so immediately that's very matim, that we say, taking the word of the pasuk referring to Torah Shebaal Peh, and using it for the word Mesechta. And he continues, he brings another pshat from Sefer Chasidim, that says, the Mesechta is Loshon Mesicho, meaning Loshon weaving, because you weave together many different details, similar to what the Tosefta have said, that you're putting together things. So he says, the difference between the pshat will be, if you're learning from Moschoyeno, so then it will be Meseches with a Shua. But if it's Loshon Arigo, it needs to be with a Pasach, Maseches, not Meseches. So the Kol HaRemez, Rav Moshe Zakuta brings, he asks the question from our Gemara. He says, our Gemara says, the Loshon Torah L'chud, Loshon Chacham L'chud. Meaning we're referring to diluting wine, putting water into it. The only Loshon Torah we call that Loshon Mesicho, Loshon Moschoyeno. If it would be Lashon Chachamim, we'd use which Lashon? The Lashon of Mezigo. So he says, L'chur, it should be called, not Meseches, but Mezeges. Why are we using Lashon Meseches, which is Lashon Torah? So the Sefer Beis David, which is our Mishnayos, and he comes to explain a lot of Tosfos Yom Tov, he says, yes, you're right. In general, you want to use Lashon Chachamim, not Lashon Torah. But that's why I just have to take a random Lashon. Which language should I use? Here, I want to take the pasuk in the Torah, which refers to Mishnayos, which refers to Torah Shebaal Peh. So here, it's better to use the Lashon of the Mikra, not the Lashon Chachamim, because I'm referring to a specific pasuk. Here, this is the pasuk, as today's Yodah brings, the pasuk that refers to Torah Shebaal Peh. So Yimele Shapir comes the pshat of the Tosfos Yom Tov. The reason a Mesechta is called a Mesechta is Lashon Moschoyeno, is Lashon of diluting, of putting things together for us to understand. And this is the idea of the Mishnayos, that we put all the details together and immediately we can understand what the Mesechta is going to teach us. Anyone who wants to join the Shul Machshava email us, what's the group is email shulmachshava@gmail.com.